Pod People.
On today's episode of What Fresh Hell Is This? I'm on new meds. Ooh. I defeated Concerta and now I journey to battle Ritalin and we will see who reigns supreme. And I have another guest on today, Hassan Kader. We are going to talk about being creatives. We are going to talk about all of the interesting people that Hassan has met in real life that you may be familiar with. And one of your favorite segments is back and better than ever, Curse Fan Fiction.
Ugh, Christ. What fresh hell is this?
Hello and welcome to What Fresh Hell Is This with me, Stanzi Potenza. Happy to have you back here. It's Friday the 13th when we are recording this, so who knows? Maybe something will go horribly, horribly wrong this episode. Stay tuned to find out, though. Something fun about me this week is that I've talked to you guys about my ADHD diagnosis and getting medicated for that. So I'm on medication right now. As we speak, I am medicated. But last time we talked, I think I was on Concerta. That was like the first one. So I defeated Concerta and now I'm on Ritalin. So we're gonna see how that works out. And this is like what I hate about it. And this is why I hate like taking new medications. They like use you as a guinea pig a little bit. So, you know, they're trying to see what works. But a lot of times like different medications will have like a terrible side effect for you. And so they're like, oh, we gotta like get you off that one. And then we'll put you on this one instead. And then that one has a terrible side effect. I haven't like had a lot of bad side effects with the ADHD meds. It was the epilepsy medications that really fucked with me, but we're still in the, you know, trying out medications phases. It's sort of like, you know, when you watch a movie, like one of those movies where there's like a dress up compilation, there's like a segment, like a montage, like a dress up montage, and they put on like one outfit and then the friends are like, no, I don't like that one. And then they put on another one. It's really silly. You know what I'm talking about? It's like that, but like not as like fun and actually much more terrifying. But that's what I'm in the medication montage portion of my life right now. So I defeated Concerta and now I'm on Ritalin. And if Ritalin doesn't work out for me, I will go up against the final boss, which is Adderall. So we'll see how that plays out. I'll keep you guys updated. But today, you know, I hope you enjoyed the last episode because we had Scumbag Dad on, Brad Podry, who's a very dear friend of mine. That was the first guest we ever had on the show. And today we have another guest who is also a dear friend of mine. He has 6 million followers, maybe 7 million at this point, across the board on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. His name is Hassan Kader. And you might know him from his notorious Mickey Mouse duet videos, where he duets videos as Mickey Mouse with a Mickey Mouse puppet, an old school Mickey Mouse puppet. He has a great Mickey Mouse impression. And then he turns into like a demon version of Mickey, which I love. Hassan is super talented. He also runs a podcast called Bad Days about how your worst days can make the best stories. So yeah, I welcome to the show Hassan Kader. Hi, Hassan.
Hello, Stanzi.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Thank you.
We've been waiting to do this for so long.
I know. So. Of all the people that I've talked about doing any sort of podcast, anything with, like, you're number one. I know.
That's,
yeah.
So sweet.
Hassan is actually the first person that I ever met in person, like from the internet, like from aside from like all, you know, the skeevy like perverts that I would meet, you know, that would like catfish me or something. You
know, of course.
You were the first like friend. You're the first.
I'm a skeevy
friend.
Pervert, too. You just didn't ask the right question. Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't ask the right questions. But you're the first person that I like met, which is, you know, it was so random because obviously, like, we're way closer now, but our connection started because not because we were like fans of each other, but because we were just like getting fucked over by TikTok.
the TikTok band victims group chat.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like all you're doing.
I started it and I meant it to be like three people. Like I invited three people. I was like, hey, I saw that you got banned. I got banned. This girl, Dawn Farmer, who eats food and is British and talks about ranch all the time. She got banned. Let's figure out what's going on.
So what was it originally that got you banned on TikTok, if you remember?
Some bullshit. I don't like it. Literally.
I mean, yeah.
It was just repeated videos where like I do the Mickey voice and I would add like a sexual innuendo at the end, but not even like overt. We're talking like real undercover. I would say something like, you know, I do the Mickey voice. Brace yourself, Sansa. I'm going to do it. It'd be like, oh boy. Hey there, fellas. And then all of a sudden I do like a higher voice. Ugh, I'm Minnie Mouse. Oh God, I love that ass or something like that. That simple. Right. And then it would be like reacting to kind of innocuous bullshit, but it would give me like a week ban. That week ban turned a 3 week ban and that deleted my account. Eventually, I remember yours. Do you remember what yours was or your like last straw? I remember your last straw.
I actually don't remember my last straw. Do you remember my last straw?
Your last straw was when you made a video about your tattoos to cover your self-harm. And it was really empowering and beautiful. Yeah. And then they banned you for that.
They're like, you fucking loser emo kid. Boo.
Jeez, fucking Tumblr ass kid. Get over it.
That was like the final straw for them. Because they're very touchy about anything that has to do with like mental illness or depression, suicide, like that kind of stuff. That's kind of like something that they will, they're really sensitive about that. But the things that like the, I know that leading up to being banned, I actually had Scumbag Dad on the last episode and we were talking about the ways that we've had to alter our content to kind of like please the algorithm because he can't do Scumbag Dad videos as much anymore because of getting banned. And the one for me was, it was called Animated Men I Would Sell My Body To at a Discount Price, the discount being free because I would never make these fine gentlemen pay for a whore like me. That was like the title of the thing. And it was just like yours was like sort of like you had like some sort of like sexual innuendos. Mine was like just sexually like explicit. So I was like, I understand. I know why this is happening, but like, don't be a fucking loser. Like, just let me say the funny thing. We just were like, man, I hate that I just got this video taken down. And then everyone else was like, me too. And then like some of us made it out of that and some of us didn't. Yeah. Like, you know, but you played like a huge, huge role in getting me on YouTube.
Once I realized we weren't going to be able to like help people get unbanned, like there weren't enough resources to help us fix TikTok, I was already doing well on YouTube. Like the moment I got banned at TikTok, I had about like almost 5 million followers on TikTok. I would post 8 videos a day and maybe one of them would get under a million views. Like I was killing it, making like $10,000 a month in the TikTok creator fund, which like if anybody who is a creator, you know, you make pennies on that fund unless you're getting hundreds of millions of views. So somehow I was pulling that off. And then I got banned and my life was supposed to be over. But during the same month, I got banned on TikTok. I hit 100,000 subs on YouTube. And it was like, when I say a month, I mean like I hit 10K, 50K and 100K within 3 weeks of each other. I was making more money on there than I ever did on TikTok. So I like I turned that group chat into, hey, I'm going to teach you guys how to do YouTube. And then the people who actually are talented, will go on to do anything, are going to listen to me and everybody else will stay here and complaining. And that's kind of exactly what happened. Like, I saw that you were doing YouTube a little bit and I was like, now I'm going to DM Stanzi privately and we're going to shit talk the other people and we're going to dial in on her YouTube presence because I believe, because there's like right now in content creation, there's algorithm and there's artistry. There's people doing something to satiate an algorithm. I think that's where like I've definitely made some funny stuff, but I fed more of an algorithm than anything else. That's why I grew as fast as I did. And there's people doing artistry. Artistry is something that like you're going to go on to do whatever and whatever kinds of medias you want to do. You have longevity. And then there's like, you know, the other people. So once I saw that you had artistry, I was like, shit, I better teach her the algorithm. Like I want her to pop off.
Yeah. There was one video where I was like, If this man's dick was a rainforest, I would suck him so dry that the lands would become barren and unable to produce life for generations to come, which I think is like that's what inspired Shakespeare to write. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's like some poetry. That's beautiful poetry.
It's fucking unhinged. But I was like, that is poetry. And how dare you suppress my art? Fuck you. But you know, we made it through that. We will be right back. I talk to a lot of people about where they want to take things next.
Bad Days, my podcast channel. We're going to keep doing the podcast on, you know, whatever, on streaming platforms. But on YouTube, I want to do commentary videos. I want to, like, dive deep into, like, weird shit. It's like, right now, I've been writing a commentary video on puppets on TikTok, which feels like, you know, I'm still in the middle of the issue, but it's because of how weird it is that it popped off. So, like, we're covering, like, the weird Disney puppets where, like, I fall into play the hood puppets or the Disney puppets, but, like, perverse and very, very fucked up. And then we're covering, gets really weird here, the fundamental Christian, the Christian fundamentalism puppets, and then the homophobic Star Wars puppets.
I'm sorry. There's, like, a lot here that I wasn't aware existed. And, huh? Christian fundamentalist puppets.
There's this puppet called Piper's Positivity. Oh, and I'm going to text you a link after this is done. You can watch it. It's amazing. It's like a Muppet with rainbow suspenders. It's like just being like, today I'd like to pray for you. Stanzi, I hope the blessings, and then I'm not going to keep going because it's already too much. But
it's like, hey, let's go to conversion camp.
Right. And then there's like,
take the gay out of us.
Well, people will comment on this guy's videos because he wears rainbow suspenders like the puppet does and be like, you're an LGBT puppet. That's anti-Christian. And they'll make videos where they'll never directly say it. They'll be like, these rainbow suspenders are meant to bring us back into what God intended the rainbow to be, a beautiful arc for everyone to fall into, not necessarily the sin. And I can't find it. And that's like, the biggest clip we're looking for, we can't find, is a clip where they're like being openly anti-gay and people have stitched it, but we can't find like the actual clip because it's probably been scrubbed from the internet.
Yeah.
Or we're doing what we can to find it. But yeah, it was a rabbit hole I didn't expect to go down. Like one of the hood puppets, Hood Donald, did like a random live stream with rapper Kodak Black for 27 minutes where it's Donald Duck, like a puppet wearing a bandana and a thong with rapper Kodak Black. Just 30 minutes of that. So it's been fun.
Wow. I don't know what I was expecting when you were like, I'm going to do commentary. Like, you're doing puppet commentary and that.
That's the one video. So... Okay, I'm doing one of them.
Oh, okay, okay. So you're doing one puppet. You're still shackled by the chains of puppetry, you know?
Yeah, of course.
But that is interesting. And I didn't know that those things existed, but that sounds fucking hilarious.
I can't wait. But writing a script. You've talked to me about writing a script before. Oh my God, I was so proud. I read like six paragraphs and I was like, oh, we're killing it. I read it back. This is 3 minutes. This was 3 minutes of content and it's like a whole Word document of typing. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck, this takes forever. And I think about like Curtis Connor and them. They literally talk for 30 minutes, 45 minutes in their videos, and it takes a lot more. So learning that skill set, we're starting with puppet stuff because I'm actually going to premiere this video on my main channel to kind of say, hey, I'm going to be doing commentaries on that channel, and this is more relevant to you guys or whatever. And maybe introducing Mickey as a character in those videos. So if I want to do like really niche Disney commentaries, I'll do it on the main channel, and then I'll do like shit that I enjoy, talking about interesting stuff. Like I just did a whole breakdown of Logan Paul the other day.
Oh, yeah,
and
I hated
it because it's exhausting because he just keeps doing worse things. It's like, I covered the crypto scam and then he hates Christians and I think that's kind of cool. And then he's like, I abandoned an animal and, you know, all over the place with him.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those people are just consistently like doing terrible things. The people who almost like present themselves as being kind of scummy online, like kind of a shithead, are like the nicest and most like genuine people that you meet in real life. Like you are one of those people. You're probably one of the nicest and most genuine people that I've met from the internet. And Brad and Melissa are the same way. But then the people, the content creators that sort of like put forward this like really like nice guy kind of persona, you hear about them doing terrible fucking things.
They're monsters.
It's so insane to me that's like, it's just like a complete opposite thing.
yeah, a lot of people will talk about that with me because the Mickey videos got so dark for a while. I really was just like, I was like, I don't fucking care because I couldn't post this stuff on TikTok. So on like other social medias, I was like, this is going to be racist, Mickey. Like, where can I take this? What awful thing can I do this week? And then they met me and they're like, you're very well spoken. You know exactly what you're talking about. Because a lot of people who like work at YouTube and work at Samsung and like big companies and stuff. And like, you know exactly what you're talking about. Why the fuck do you make videos like that? Like, what's wrong with you? Yeah, I get that all the time. And then like the sweet people are, I mean, there's some that are genuinely sweet. There's definitely a handful of them, but there are some fucking awful people. And the cringe creators, right? You'd think that because they make cringe content, there's like a level of self-awareness. So they know when they're in person, they have to be charismatic or cool. And like, no, they're just cringe. Like, they're just legitimately cringeworthy people. And when we say cringe creators, they're like, there's a genre and they make videos that are specifically geared to make your skin crawl and make you want to rip your fucking hair out. Like Shane Nagy is one of them. You can look it up and he's not going to feel, he calls himself the king of cringe. So
it's like, you know, the, it's their prank channels, but like, well, a lot of them are
fake,
like,
prank. It's like a skit every time. The ones where they're exaggerated,
like dumping in, like they'll be like, girls making a latte, and then they're pouring in like a gallon or like 3 gallons of milk into like a cup, and then it just goes everywhere, which is just insane. It's a lot. The more you go down like the sort of like content creator rabbit hole, you're just like, you just start meeting more and more people that are like doing different things, and some of the things are like really weird. But you do meet so many people that are also very just very cool and very genuine.
And I think that's been like the most fun. Cause also like, I feel like you watch both of our videos, you're not going to think the two of us are going to have like a comedic back and forth, but easily like the funniest conversations I've been with in this last year are just you and me on the phone or you and me in person just talking about bullshit, about life. Like we were like the last time we talked on the phone, you talked about like your mom used to live in like a part of Alabama that's not far from where I live called Enterprise, Alabama. And to which my response was like, I know Enterprise, Alabama. When I did show choir in middle school, we won a competition. We probably wouldn't have won because half their show choir died in a tornado, which like is maybe the most fucked up thing ever. Whoa. But also it's, you know, we won.
You won. Yeah. Wait, did they make them perform?
What the fuck? No, I mean, they were mourning. Half their, like tour bus got sucked up into a tornado.
I wasn't sure if they were like, the show must go on. We're going to do it for them. We're going to keep going for them.
That's like,
or
very
else
Glee.
They would have died for nothing. But then they,
they did die for nothing. Ooh. They were in middle school. What did they have going for them?
That's life, kids. Because there's no reason any of this is happening. We just exist as like, this is like the existential crisis that I deal with every day. I'm like, I'm not mommy's little miracle. I'm just a result. I'm just a result of like all of this stuff that's happening in the universe for no reason whatsoever. But that's like a whole other discussion.
It absolutely is. I made like a TikTok and got so far before I did the Mickey stuff. And I just came across the other day. First of all, I was a skinny queen and I'm upset that I used to look like that. My hair is better now. Whatever. I look at this video and it's literally like sad music playing. It's that song, not really sure how to feel, like a sad version of that. And it's text that said, two parents had sex in 1998 and now I have to get a job and live every day. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And it's just me looking sad, like looking down at the floor, just like, what? Thank God. Whatever I'll say about the Mickey stuff, at least I'm not doing that anymore.
Oh, yeah. I think that a lot of people were really smart in the pandemic where like they had these like skills, these talents, and they were able to, you know, you basically we're just out of a job for however long, and the government's just paying you money. So what are you going to do if not like pivot all of your talents and like go do it on social media and like build a following because of that? And
that
is when I started during the pandemic, and I was like, well, I might as well just make videos and I'll just take all my scripts and I'll put them online instead. And that's like what happened. You started, I think, earlier, right? You started earlier than the pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, I've been making content for, I started in 2011.
Yeah.
So like 12 years now. It wasn't good for like the first 10 years. There's like no success in it. And I wasn't doing it constantly. It was just like, a side project. I did YouTube and then I couldn't learn how to edit. I was so fucking dumb. I could not learn how to edit even a little bit. I did Vine and then I got to 10,000 followers and I made a video of Jake Paul, two real lows. And then that same day they announced that Vine was ending. I was like a senior in high school. And I had just gotten voted. Like, I got a senior superlative. People are like, most attractive, most likely to succeed, most likely to travel the world. I got most likely to be a famous YouTuber. I actually still have so the little specific piece of paper. It's so specific and it's so dumb that they ever had that category. But I got that same day Vine ended. I quit because I was only doing content creation because I was just like a lonely kid. I didn't have friends. And I was like, I want to be friends with YouTubers, but not in a creepy way where I follow them around, in a way where I'm one of their peers. So I'm going to learn to make internet videos. And then I found like the love and the passion because I had friends and I was like, oh, fuck these friends. I'd rather go make videos right now.
Yeah.
And then TikTok came around and I just re-uploaded my old Vines. And I'm not even kidding. Within like one day, I had 10,000 followers on TikTok. So I literally passed where I was on Vine in 24 hours from downloading the app. And then within like a month, I had 100K. And then I didn't grow for one full year, like at all. So yeah, I quit like again. But yeah, I did it before. But as far as like this like leg of me doing it full time and really trying, it was probably March of 2021, where I just decided I was a realtor for years, and that's what I'd been doing for work. My mom was my broker. Well, my mom just decided, fuck the family. She was going to go to my family's Burmese, and they immigrated to Pakistan. So she was like, I'm going to go visit my sisters in Pakistan for a month. I'll be back. Well, she didn't come back. She left. So she was done that.
Relatable.
But like, about 3 weeks in, I like got the feeling that that's what was going to happen. So I was like, I'm done. I'm going to go ahead and quit real estate now. Like, I'm going to take 3 months off. And if in those 3 months I can't find a way to like live doing what I want to do, then I'll, you know, sign with another brokerage and be a realtor for longer. Within like 2 weeks of that, I put my hand in a puppet and I reacted to one fucking video and I gained 1 million followers. I was like, okay, cool. So this is what I'm going to do now. And the rest is history.
I actually wanted to ask you a little bit about, like, since you kind of blew up on social media, like, how has that affected like your personal life?
Yeah, so like I dropped out of college after one semester, and the college I went to was like in my hometown, and I was the guy who was graduated and had just gotten dumped by a girl who was like, I think at that time, like a senior in high school at that time. Like, I was a senior, they were junior, we dated, got dumped right before then. And I was just stuck. I was stuck at home mentally. I was stuck in high school. And my one semester of college didn't do much to change that. So like, my life kind of felt like it didn't move at all. And I felt very ashamed of myself. And I don't think I was particularly proud of anything. I think most of what I would talk about would either be untrue or just like nonsense, or I just get obsessed with some niche, you know, YouTube series or TV show and talk about that instead of me. Cause I kind of hated myself. I was very unhappy and really depressed, just perpetually. I felt like I was worthless. My friends had college degrees. I'm brown. I'm Asian. We were growing up thinking that's going to be the apex of our existence. Having a college degree is the most important thing. And I didn't have that. I wasn't even building towards that. And I didn't even feel like I was capable of getting that. So when content creation came up, I like became a success basically overnight. And like everybody in the old hometown of Alabama like knows it. Like, people I don't talk to anymore will stalk me. When I look at my podcast analytics, there was consistently, I knew where my ex-girlfriend went to college. And just in that small town, I apparently have 0.1% of my listeners live in this town.
No.
It's like, yeah, of course. I wonder who's listening over there. So it really like turned around that self-perception. And then I was still tied to Mickey. So like that grounded me and made me like not get a crazy ego and be like, I'm a fucking success. I got 10 million followers. Look at me. But it made me, it definitely changed how people treat me. And then also like me and you have talked about it. We like have our little algorithmic struggles where our views are lower for a while. And it really fucks with our mental health because our income is based on a graph that goes up and down. And it's ridiculous. There's no steadiness. So while we like might make a lot and then make a lot at once, we might not make a lot for a while. And that really bogs down your mental health and makes you feel really worthless. But try and explain those problems to somebody who's like working a year to make like maybe what you've made it at 1 month at some point. It's really hard. And then your friends kind of get like jaded towards you. Like, why is he bitching about this thing? He doesn't have a fucking real job or whatever. I'm a teacher. I take care of children. What the fuck is he doing?
Yeah.
And it turns into that. So yeah, definitely. It's the kind of lifestyle that you only really relate to people that are in the field.
It's really inspiring creatively to like be around more people who are like doing what you're doing. Cause I would never like like vent about like I would never like make a like a video where I'm just like ranting about, you know, like how terrible like the algorithm is and how it's like, you know, ruining my creativity or something. It's like such a specific problem that like we're all like that only we can relate to, and then like but and no one cares, and it they're not required to, like they shouldn't care because it's just like something that they don't have to think about.
And now we're doing it on a podcast.
Yeah, well, you know what, you know, this podcast, they, you know what, the audience of What Fresh Hell Is This knows that this podcast is basically just me word vomiting like all of my life experiences. All right, so you guys know everything. Good for you. Yeah, sorry.
Good for you guys.
Sorry, see, this I'm is important only to human.
Me.
Yeah.
You know what, Sanzi? It's pretty upsetting that you brought me on this podcast and then just like bitched and moaned because this was important to me. I was hoping UTA was going to listen to this and maybe sign me, but now I'm just some depressing guy talking about Mickey Mouse and puppets or
hey,
whatever.
Hey, I hyped you up. I was like, oh, you're one of the most sincere people I know. Like,
oh yeah, what a
talented.
Bunch of bullshit. Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, your future career, if you didn't do this, was a housewife, right? Like, you just wanted to be in a nuclear family and have two kids.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to be, like, the nuclear family that, like, eventually, like, I snap. Yeah. I joke about every now and then. I'm like, if I didn't care about, like, fame and, like, success and, like, my career, because, like, this is something that I've wanted since I was a child. Oh, my God, I could totally see myself going off the rails and doing something incredibly fucked up.
I think about that shit all the time.
Yeah, like, you know, the only thing that's holding me back is my aspirations. You know, and I'm doing
my
it.
Future.
So,
my
so no one has to worry right now because
no one has to worry about anything.
I don't watch that show, but you know The Boys. You know,
yeah it's
I'm assuming you. Yeah, like this.
I'm assuming you watch it.
Yeah,
fuck you.
It's right up your alley.
Because I'm a nerd.
Oh, maybe because I know. Maybe because we're friends and I understand you and know you and I listen to you when you talk to me about your fucking interests, bitch.
That's fair. I'm
like,
fair.
But there's that one thing where he's like, oh yeah, like you can go ahead and like, you know, you can tell. You know, I'll lose everything, right? But then if I lose everything, like, I'll have nothing to lose. Like, that, like, that crazy. Like
that shit is, that is like, one of the most horrifying scenes I've ever watched in my life.
That's very scary, yeah.
Legitimately terrifying. That whole show is legitimately terrifying. Also, you should watch it, because you've never said it. You're a fucking Supernatural geek, aren't you?
So, okay. No, because, so, listen. No, I did watch the show, but so my older sister started watching the show, and then I watched it because she was watching it, and then I got into it for a while, right? Kim Rhodes, actually, we're mutuals. Kim Rhodes, like, Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, like, also, yeah. Like, yeah, we're mutuals on TikTok and Instagram. Like, she dropped the follow in multiple places, but, like, I was watching it for a while. I actually never finished it, but, like, that stuff, like, I can get into it, but, like, fuck you, because I know exactly what you're trying. You're trying to make me out to be some sort of, like, super hoolock.
You're
like,
a fucking theater kid.
Whatever.
That's who you are. Yeah, deal with your burdens on your own time. I'm just saying that's what you are. I was bringing that up because Jensen Ackles joins the cast of The Boys.
Yes.
And he plays, like, evil Captain America. He's fucking hot in that show. I'm a straight
man.
I'm like, goddamn. Get a collab with Jensen Ackles over here flexing Kim Rhodes. I haven't seen Jensen Ackles in your docket yet, Miss
Not
Celebrity.
Yet. Yeah, I'm working on it. Like, geez, give me a break.
Have you seen Karen Gillian's TikTok? Like the girl from Doctor Who and Gamora, or not Gamora? She plays Nebula in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I've seen maybe like one video that she's done.
Dude,
but
she just keeps making video TikTok. Why won't you verify me? And then she's like playing embarrassing clips of herself, and she goes, "Here's 4 more reasons you should verify me." And then she's funny. She like shows videos of her dancing around as a child. Here's a video that I tried my whole life to hide from the internet, and I'm showing it to you. So verify me, TikTok. And then it was her just like being fucking weird as shit. But yeah, it's hilarious that not even them, they can't even get verified. So the two of us, we got no shot in this.
No, we'll fucking get it, bro. We're going to manifest. We're going to, like, do that manifesting. One question I want to ask you, and I'm going to ask you to name drop, like, because I know some of these people, but my audience doesn't. Who are some of, like, the coolest people that you have met in real life from, like, the internet? People that you, like...
Okay, she
about.
Said from the internet. She said that because she wants me to say mainstream celebrity. She wants me to talk about streamers that I know because this is her fucking poison. So I went to Ludwig Ogren had a live show called Mogul Money. It was basically Jeopardy, but for YouTubers. And I met a lot of creators there. I met like Will Neff there. I met Hassan Piker and like a bunch of those guys. I like briefly talked to them. And after I got done, I shot Will Neff like a DM. I was like, hey, it was lovely meeting you. And it was a very short interaction. So he followed me back. I'm thinking courtesy follow, right? I got a blue check mark, got some followers. We're just being nice. It's like 4 or 5 months later, I go to TwitchCon and this man is with Ludwig, XQC, Hassan, and they're like at the pit where Adriana Chechik broke her back, which is really funny. And he like parts the ways, like, Hassan, what's up, man? And he's like talking about my videos. And then I realize Will Neff knows who I am. We're friends, kind of. And then he gets me into this party, which is another contrived story that takes long to get to. But he gets me into this, the 100 Thieves party, which is just like all of the biggest streamers are all down there in this basement, fucking dancing and partying to Mr. Brightside. It is the strangest experience of my life. But I get to hang out with them. And then at the streamies, because I'd already like met them a couple times. Yeah, I was with Hassan Piker, Stanzi. You're fucking poison. And it was a great time. We talked about both being named Hassan. We talked about both being named Hassan. His name's not fucking Hassan. I'm gonna talk about that another day because it drives me insane. But we talked about like Hassan Minhaj and a bunch of things there. But it was nice. We really connected, had a good time. Will Neff wants to hang out next time I'm in LA. Hopefully I do the podcast with him and Hassan. So
wow.
Yeah,
Stanzi, wow.
Living That's your really, dream.
Yeah, wow. That's really like cool and interesting for you. So how about right now in front of in front of this audience of listeners? Do me a favor and read this with me. We're going to do something that I know you guys love. We're going to do cursed fan fiction, right? With Mickey Mouse and Gollum. Hassan, I just wonder, is Mickey available for a little cameo? Oh, yeah.
Hi, Stanzi. Yeah.
That's How are the you? Stuff.
Oh, you I'm, know it's the stuff.
I'm good now.
You're
Better
great now. You want to get inside of this Mick Mussy. Let's get to the script, baby girl.
All right. It was a cool night in New York City. The skies were cloudy and the ground was wet with rain that had fallen earlier that day. The pavement was lit by the reflections of the dimly lit signs. Mickey tightened his scarf around his neck.
Oh boy, fellas, it's colder than a corpse's titties tonight. Oh!
Mickey heard scuffling as he approached the alleyway, along with the voices of men who were clearly up to no good.
Come on, babe. Where are you going? I got cash. Don't be a tease.
Suddenly, Mickey heard a sultry voice that sent shivers up his spine.
We don't care about monies. We care about the precious.
Mickey's heart began to race. He knew that he had to see what was going on.
Hey there, fellas. Sorry to interrupt, but the lady doesn't seem interested.
We are not a lady.
Oh, yeah? What are you gonna do about it?
Suddenly, Mickey's demeanor changed.
Get the fuck out before I skin you alive, bitch.
The thugs ran away as fast as they could. Mickey helped Gollum stand up.
We can handle ourselves, thanks.
Really? Then how come you weren't handling those guys, hmm?
Feral creature worries about yourself. I need to go find the precious.
Listen, Gollum, I can help you find whatever it is you're looking for, pal. Oh, boy.
Silly Mouse wants precious all to himself, does he?
No, I don't need your precious. Holy shit, look at you. No. No, I don't need your precious. Holy shit. Look, you can have all the precious to yourself. I'll help you find it.
What does Mouse want in return?
Mickey looks Gollum up and down.
Oh, how about your body? Oh.
Gollum was stunned. No one has ever talked to him like this before. It was crazy. Crazy enough to be kind of sexy.
Fine. We will give the Mouse what he wants in exchange for the precious.
Well, hot dog!
I'm harder than a tectonic plate, baby, yeah.
Gollum and Mickey found themselves entangled in the sheets of a nearby hotel, sharing a night of passion that made even Sauron blush. Mickey starts moaning.
Okay, get right there. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh, God. Yes.
Oh, that's the ticket. Oh, yeah. That's the stuff right there.
Oh, God, Gollum, you know how to... Oh, man, you make me... Oh, God, this is fantastic. Oh,
harder.
Oh.
Yes.
I'll go harder, harder. I'm gonna go in.
Go in?
I'm using my tail.
No. Oh, wow. That was really, that was special. I feel so much closer to you. I wish I had a cigarette right now. Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, this is the stuff.
Whoever thought you'd exploit the goddamn Mickey voice like that, Stanzi.
Wow. I didn't. The moment we became friends, I was like, yeah, I'm going to use that for my own twisted personal reasons. Because it's not a business reason. That was all personal.
That's not going on the podcast. That's for you.
Yeah, no, that was just for me. that was okay. Just my little treat. Yeah, that was just a little treat for myself. Thank you so much for coming on. You are an amazing second guest to have on the show. And I will, drop all of your social medias on here so that people can go and check you out, because I know that you're going to have a lot of great stuff coming up.
Hell yeah. Thanks for having me. It's been an experience. Let's
it
just
has
say
been
that.
An experience. Yes. Thank you for experiencing this journey with me. All right. Well, that was pretty steamy between Mickey and Gollum. Am I right, folks? If you are interested in following Hassan on social media, you can follow him at Hassan Kader on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. And I hope that this wasn't too torturous for you. You can deal with it on your own in therapy. I will see you next week.